Hello there, listeners. Here is Maya speaking, and now inside my humble little tent in Kliel, still here with Yossi, the cameraman. It's kind of funny to call you also Yossi, the cameraman, now.
Yeah,
because,
that's my name. I'm Yossi, the cameraman.
Because you have so much more.
Thank you, man.
Really?
Wow, thank you. I really feel humbled.
Like, I think we will keep in touch, you know.
For sure, man.
That's cool.
I'm just sending you the interview that we have.
Yeah.
It's gonna be in 1 hour it's gonna be in your place. I think less.
Yes.
When I'm going out of Kliel, the service will be better, so it's gonna be faster.
Probably, yeah. Anyway, yeah, if you want to understand what Yossi is speaking about, so go to the preview episodes.
The first one.
We explained there. Anyway, Yossi, I think we have, like, tons of stuff to talk about because...
Oh, tons. We just realized that we have so much
also,
to talk about.
Also, just from your personal experience and from your experience as a photographer for the news.
Cameraman. I'm more for TVs and video.
Cameraman. Yeah, it kind of makes sense now. Anyway, so but we were both tired from speaking. I am, and I want to do more stuff. So you told me before one story, and I think we will take this as like just a taste of what you have to tell about your experience.
I experienced so much since October 7th.
Yeah, maybe I will tell the listeners to prepare themselves. It was like a funny opening. Now we're going deep to more heavy stuff.
Yeah.
So we just get a taste of your experience, and then maybe when you come back to the nurse, we record more. Maybe.
For sure.
So give it to us.
Please. I'll just say that I've got tons of experience. Like in the following 2 or 3 months after October 7th, and especially in the beginning when there was so much death. So much
in Israel, there is still lots of death, just in...
So much death in Israel, yeah. There's still lots of death, but
when it was in Israel,
when
the war
was
in Israel.
Yeah. I tell you about one experience that I had, and this experience I got actually in a place called Kfar Aza, which was one of the main places that the Hamas attacked.
Is it the closest village,
the closest
Jewish
there
village
was,
to Gaza?
There is a lot of close. There are one of them. It's they're all really
named Kfar Aza, like after
It's named Kfar Aza,
but it's a Jewish place.
It's a Jewish place. Kfar. It's a
like village. Aza. Yeah.
Village of Aza, and in this place there was a lot of death. And I went inside as a cameraman. It was a few days after when they were cleaning up, as they say. And my experience was actually also connected to my experience of DMT. Because I actually used... I'm a psychedelic person. I really love to...
Psychonaut?
I'm a psychonaut. I'm a total psychonaut. I go to festivals. I also DJing electronic music.
Do you want to say or like...
if you want to check it out, it's like Swami Soundy Music. And you can check it out. Grishka.rma in SoundCloud. You're more than welcome to hear the music I collect and mix. Let's go back to...
Let's go there.
As a psychonaut, I used DMT, one of my experience, and DMT,
if the listeners know what is DMT, perhaps many of them not. DMT, so DMT is the substance, is the material that is being made in your brain. Mostly while you're sleeping, it exists in every life organism on Earth, and it's been spread upon your brain in a large amount, especially when you are coming into this world being born. If you are a woman, so when you give birth, your mind also gets flooded with DMT, and when you die, you die into a flow of DMT in your brain. So some people call it the molecule of God. I will call it a molecule of existence, maybe.
Maybe, or existence, or even this existence. Yeah. It's like both of them in the same molecule.
Yeah, why do you know? It's a good point. And it's can be made, I think, artificially, is it? But it's
they made it out of plant of
they produce it out of
mimosa plant. Yeah. Produce it out of a mimosa plant.
This is actually the one of the things that the active materials within ayahuasca.
Yeah.
So and you can consume Changa. It by smoking through Changa. So you can by this deciding that you can consume DMT in large amount and getting experience.
And by the way, today you also have this is kind of a really scary stuff, but it needs to be held by really people. Really humble people.
Listeners, if you are into DMT, don't just go there and buy something that someone tell you that is DMT and smoke it. Do not do that. Do only smoke DMT, at least for the first time, with a person that you trust and that know about this material
and read a lot about it before you use it. I think it's
good to just do it with someone that is very, very professional with using this material and only say, doing
I,
it.
I don't think professional is there because there is no prophecy.
No, yeah, no.
It's not a profession, but someone who already done it few times in his
least,
life.
At least
few times in his
and
life.
That you trust completely. And if you don't have a person that you trust completely, do not take
do not,
DMT.
Do not do it by yourself for the first time. Never be at least for the first time. I think after you use this a few times, I think if you understand the substance.
Because again, this is what you're getting when you're coming into this world and when you're leaving this world dying. This is kind of size of experience.
But
yeah?
As I said, this substance has a very, 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 very specific smell.
Okay, now we're going back to your story. Yeah.
To my story.
It was important to tell it to the listeners.
It's important to say to the listeners that this substance has a very, very, very specific smell.
Strong smell.
Some of them you can, people who did not use it in, and you go to a rave and you smell it inside, in the middle of the dance floor, you smell like something that smells like...
Can I just cut you to say one more little thing? A big important advice: do not look for DMT.
It will come to you.
It will come if it need to come to you. It will come to you. Do not look for psychedelics and specifically not for DMT.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Mm. Okay. Now, thank you. Continue, please. The
sometimes,
smell.
Sometimes you some people are mistaken for I think cow shit or something in the rave. But before you used it, after you used it, you totally. Take it from some people are saying like what is
like cow shit?
Yeah, some people call me cow like the people when you go outside when you see
maybe because they have nothing that is even close to.
Yeah, but this it's a very, very strong smell. I don't say it's good or bad. Some people will say it's smelly.
I think it's exactly the point, right? This is where you're going.
This is actually
you are not saying if it's good or bad. That's
you're not saying it's a very strong smell. So I'm going back to Kfar Aza and I'm smelling the death around there.
2-3 days after the massacre.
Two days after the massacre. And as a cameraman, I've been to places when people died and I smelled bodies sometimes. But I never been to this kind of a place. And there is like death all over. And death that already took some time under the sun. Really, really, really strong smell of death. I don't recommend this experience to nobody. But and there are people working there, people who did not use DMT, people who... But when I came here, I suddenly got a sort of a puzzle and a scale of smells in my brain. Suddenly, it's just like a flash. And I just like I said, DMT became in the middle of that scale. There was a scale like good, bad, evil, good. And when I just and this scale just came here like a three smells that suddenly connected to each other. In the middle, there was a smell of DMT. There, as I said, very strong smell. And
you think someone smoked DMT?
No, I just started to smell DMT with the smell inside. Just my brain created the smell in my nose. And the third smell that came inside was like on the line of total
good. And the first was?
The first was DMT, and it was like in the middle. The first that I smelled, for sure, it started when I smelled the smell of evil that was of death in Kfaraza.
And that was smell number one.
That was smell number one.
So DMT was smell number two.
I don't say number one, two, or three. There are three of those smells that came inside my...
Yeah, after, so, but first, you're speaking about death, DMT...
And the third one, I'll say it in a second, just in a second, I'll come to that. The first smell that I first of all smelled was the smell of death. And this smell suddenly connected three smells that I already have in my memory. In the line of balance in the middle, good and evil. The evil part, for sure, it was the smell that I smelled in that particular time in Kfaraza, the smell of death. In the balance point, the smell of DMT. And suddenly the third smell that came into my mind that I never connected to DMT ever was a smell of a female, of female genitals.
That's a terrible way to say it's a vagina.
It's a vagina. Okay, for sure. Sorry.
What did you say? Genitals?
No.
It's genitals.
I don't know. That's what I came to mind. But vagina, a smell of vagina. Life, death, and what's going inside in the middle. And since then, I just can't smell these three of those smells by just saying, I want to remember. You know that everyone... Can you smell a rose?
It's got like carved in your brain.
In my nose.
In your brain nose.
Yeah,
brain.
In my nose brain. The memory of my... In the memory of... And you know that...
I think it's kind of like...
You cannot remember smells. You just... If you say to someone, smell a rose. Mm-hmm. There's no rose around you. You cannot smell rose.
I think some people can, but it's not...
But suddenly, I just can't smell it by... I want to smell vagina by remembering. And suddenly
sounds nice.
And my smell... But on the other hand, I also can smell DMT and also can smell the smell
of death. You got like prophecy or something.
And it was like, and the thing is that, people that were working there and cleaning, and most of them really did not use DMT ever in their lives, for sure. I don't think, but there was one guy that was there he was in reserve forces here in Israel, was wearing uniform, and I saw dreadlocks. Mm-hmm. He had dreadlocks, and our sights met.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at each other, and for a really, really weird reason, I don't think it's weird. Really, we actually talked about it. We had the same actual experience.
Wow!
You also had the same experience, and also without goes without saying, we just saw each other, and we. Yeah. That's what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure, he was also a person that used DMT somewhere along.
Makes sense that.
And we're kind of, two of us were kind of the only people who really had this experience, and this is all thanks to that. I think it was really because we both of us really, I'm not really good with statistics, but.
So Kfaraza smelled like DMT. No, like death.
Like death. But.
But it went so extreme into this pole, going back to the preview episode. That out of seeing this pole in such an extreme way, you managed to see the other pole and the center.
Yeah.
And you say like death, DMT, life. Like death, vaginas, DMT.
Vaginas is life.
Yeah.
Because vagina give life.
Yeah, that's pretty simple.
Vagina is the gateway to life. Mm-hmm. to being born.
And you know what's is in your brain while you're passing through a vagina with your head at least, like as a baby? DMT. Thank you, Yossi. I like to high five when they hear it.
And yeah, for sure. Them.
So we say next time you're in the north, maybe we will make another one.
For sure.
Cool. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Bless us all.
God bless. Uh-huh. Тимхак так это